So Reed Martin and I are together again for the first time via the magic of Skype, celebrating not only the end of our UK tour, our infamous, controversial UK tour of the Bible, the complete Word of God abridged, but we're here to pass on some more good news.
I think it was a mistake for us to say we were more popular than Jesus.
I don't know.
The press was good.
Yeah, I was going to say, we sold a lot of records.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one-third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 388, Returning to Edinburgh.
We're finally coming back to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival for the European premiere of The Complete History of Comedy Abridged.
Now, those of you in the UK who don't consider yourselves part of Europe, you just consider this the UK premiere.
Mm.
All right?
That's true.
And for those of you who are sort of Euro-friendly, it's the European premiere.
That's right. I guess until we play Brussels, it won't actually be the European premiere.
That's right. So the show has run in America. We've done it, well, we workshopped it. Last summer, and then the RSC premiere was in Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park in November, December, with a tremendous response critically and commercially. And then the show about 2 weeks ago opened at Merrimack Repertory Theater in Lowell, Massachusetts, and the response was much like Cincinnati. There's valentines of reviews and great sales. And so we're excited to take it to the UK and find out what we need to tweak and how it works. And it's been a long time since we've been in Edinburgh. What was it?
Was it 2005 with Hollywood?
I think that's it. So what will it have been? Is that 10 years?
That's
9 years.
9 years. And as in 2005, we will be returning to the Pleasance One. The first venue, the largest venue there at the Pleasance, just off the courtyard on the left as you enter. And we're so thrilled because we're going to be part of the Pleasance's, 30th anniversary? Is that what it is?
I don't know what number it is. Is it 20? Well, it's got to be more than 25 because I first performed there in the summer of 1990. The first time I went over with Reduced Shakespeare Company, we did the complete works of William Shakespeare abridged in the Pleasance One. So yeah, maybe it's the 30th. I don't know what number anniversary it is.
It's a big number. I think it's a big number for not only the presence. I think it's a big Pleasance. The presence will be present in the Pleasance. It's a big number not only for the Pleasance, but I think for the Fringe itself.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, 2014. That's a huge number for the RSC because that will be 33. The same age as Jesus when he died.
Oh, so the pressure's on.
It's okay.
We've already died. We died in Cleveland. We died in Detroit.
So now we need to kill in Edinburgh. Also,
exactly.
Also in the spirit of Jesus. No, hang on.
In the spirit of some of his followers. Yeah. So it's going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, people ask Edinburgh, what's it like? And it's a 24-hour art fest.
Yeah.
There's the Edinburgh Fringe, and that's theater. And that's theater in every nook and cranny around the city from 8 a.m. until about 1 a.m. every day. But it generally is also overlapping with a music festival, with a film festival, with a book festival. And it's just the city is just jumping. It's so exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Matt Croak calls it the Olympics of theater. And because it's literally some of the finest theater from all over the world descending on this one small medieval Scottish town, and a beautiful town even when the Fringe isn't happening. Dee and I were there on our honeymoon in October. It was a little wet in October, I will say.
It's a return to my people, because I'm a Scot by scent. This is another Edinburgh story. The first time I went, I go, the land of my ancestors. This is going to be so exciting. And so, my ancestors were from Scotland. Oh, which clan? The Campbells. So that's when I learned the unfortunate history that the Campbells were loyal to the English and slaughtered the McDonald's. And so now I just say I'm Scottish. Which clan? Oh, I can't remember.
God, you were the Campbells were the original Red Wedding. That's a little reference there for our Game of Thrones fans. You, you invited the McDonald's over. Hey, let's have a party. And then you slaughtered them when they were there. Well,
yes,
done, Reed.
It was me. It was totally.
So it's less in the spirit of Jesus and more in the spirit of your ancestors that we will kill again Scotland this summer. Well, and you mentioned the production that's happening at Merrimack Rep in Lowell, Massachusetts right now. As noted in my last week or 2 weeks ago podcast, you and I aren't there. It's Dominic, the original cast member of The Complete History of Comedy, plus Michael Faulkner and Jerry Kernian. Are doing it there. And the three of them, I think they're getting better reviews than the three of us did. really good reviews.
They are. It's fantastic. But all three of them have performed at Merrimack two or three times previously.
And they perform with each other a lot.
Yeah. And so audiences are familiar with them. But sales are just through the roof. It's fantastic.
Yeah. It's nice to know we've written a show that's kind of actor-proof, really.
Yeah. Well, and we got the artwork for the show this week, and it's great.
Well, in fact, now the artwork is by our friend Lar D'Souza, who we met via Twitter, in fact. He was a fan of ours. He followed us on Twitter. I started following him back. We met at the Shorty Awards, where we won, and he should have won. We just became friends, and he also did the artwork for our Complete History of the Ultimate Christmas Show poster.
Mm-hmm.
His art conveys exactly what we're trying to convey with this show, which is a sense of fun and a sense of history.
Mm-hmm.
And what's been nice is that we were looking through all the various press quotes that we've received for the show, and they've all been Valentine's. There's been no shortage of great things to put on the poster. Not all of them are from large and immediately recognizable media outlets, you know.
Bumble Stump Ohio says,
"Yes,
the funniest thing since Larry's birthday party."
Yeah, Joe's Theater Blog says, "It's so awesome." But many of the reviews comment on how smart it is, which is interesting to me because we always like to say we like to get our facts correct when we're not getting them wrong on purpose. And so I like to think that all of our shows are smart, but somehow this show seems to be being singled out for smart. And I'm not exactly sure I understand why.
I think it's because we understand the subject so deeply. You know, even we've loved and followed and studied comedy consciously or unconsciously for our whole lives. And so in a way that, you know, that your average person wouldn't necessarily be interested in in doing on a day-to-day basis. And so I just think we have all kinds of stuff sort of in our back pocket that we know that we don't even think about that ends up in the show. And then people go, oh, I had no idea. Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. No, I think you're probably right. Yeah, and as Dominic mentioned on the podcast a couple weeks ago, too, is that, you know, people might look at our previous shows and go, oh, Hollywood, yeah, I don't go to movies. Or books, yeah, you know what, I don't read books. But who doesn't like comedy?
My name's Damien Cruden. I'm Artistic Director of York Theatre Royal, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? You have one more week to see The Complete History of Comedy Abridged at Merrimack Repertory Theatre in Lowell, Massachusetts. Then later this month, from May 27th to June 28th, 2014. And this is where some of you who tune this bit out generally because it's so far in the past should pay attention for just a second. From May 27th to June 28th, 2014, we'll be touring the UK again with the classic The Complete Works of William Shakespeare Abridged Revised, doing 20 shows in 30 days. Then in the last week of July 2014, we'll return to the San Jose Repertory Theater in Northern California to perform The Complete History of Comedy Abridged for a week before hopping on our plane to Edinburgh. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office, venue, and ticket information. Tickets for our Edinburgh run at the Pleasance go on sale tomorrow as I record this, May 13th, 2014.
Now, as you mentioned earlier, the trick now will be to adapt the script not only for an Edinburgh audience, but for a European and an international audience. And there are three different things. I mean, an Edinburgh audience is very international. It's not necessarily the same people you see in London, for instance.
No,
you
know, and we're gonna take it to Edinburgh, and so many people from around the world come to Scout shows that they want to take to their festival in Bermuda or wherever.
Yeah.
And so we'll adapt the show for an international audience, but then there'll be a UK tour for those of you outside Edinburgh in the UK. There'll be a UK tour starting in January 2015. And so that's even going to get more honed specifically for a UK audience.
Right.
But I thought it was interesting when you were writing, there's a song, maybe you've talked about this in a previous podcast, I Laugh Till I Cry. Mm. And in your first draft of it, you had a lot of English references, mm-hmm. which when we started to perform in the US, we said, you know what, I think we need to save those for Edinburgh or for the UK tour. But we're so used to writing our shows to please both sides of the pond.
Yes, it's true. I had to replace Morecambe and Wise with Second City Improvise.
Because Fanny Brise.
Fanny Brise, yeah. And everybody under 100 is going to go, wait, who?
Barbara Streisand loved it.
She dug that. Well, and the other thing we have to do is that we're going to be on at, I think, 1:05 every afternoon, except I think Wednesdays, for all 4 weeks of Edinburgh at the Pleasance One. And but their slots are only 75 minutes. And the show is 90.
We had to push for that. They only wanted to give us 60.
They only wanted to give us 60. But we said, come on, it's 60. It's hardly the show then. You know,
well,
it's a different show.
Yeah, some of our shows run usually between 105 and 90 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
This one is about 90 minutes, but they are only going to give us 75. And you know what? They always do it without an intermission in Edinburgh because time is at a premium. So it probably won't be the worst thing, but we've got to find 15 minutes to cut out, which we'll put back in once we go out on tour again and do the show with an intermission. But it'll be challenging.
Yeah,
as the structure, it's tightly structured.
Yeah,
And so how do you find 15 minutes to cut out without sort of losing the integrity of the way it's made?
There's about 7 minutes that are standalone bits where you can kind of go, okay, we can remove that and nothing falls apart. But then you have to start working with a scalpel and you go, well, if I cut this line, that might kill a setup later on. So it's kind of difficult work. And we're right before, the week before we go to Edinburgh, we're in San Jose performing the abridged complete history of comedy.
American version.
American version. So I've got to wrap my brain around the new lyrics to this song. I guess the first step is sending the script to Davey Naylor.
Yes.
Our producer.
Our resident UK expert.
Our resident UK expert on all things UK. And whatever he finds funny is what all of the UK will find funny.
It's like the opposite of my wife, Jane. Whatever she doesn't find funny is hilarious.
See? See, yeah. It's good to have those kind of two litmus tests.
Exactly right.
Very good. What will be the first thing you do when you get to Edinburgh?
Let's see. Well, Campbell and Kian, my sons and I, were discussing were they going to have haggis. And being the adventurous eaters that they are, they want to try haggis. So I don't know if that'll be the first thing that we'll do, but we'll. And I said, now, Jane, you're going to try haggis? And she just gave me a look.
Yeah.
The answer is no.
You probably want to do that. I'm thinking you want to do that on the afternoon after a show, just before your day off, because you'll want to give your digestive system about 48 hours to recover before you have to go do another show.
It's funny. I've had it before. I thought it was actually absolutely fine. It just sort of tastes like a sausage.
Yeah, I will be hitting one of Edinburgh's lovely pubs with my son, who will be 18 and will be able to drink for legal.
Oh, there you go.
So
you'll be with him for his first beer ever, huh?
Yes, his first ever beer every time alcohol has touched his lips. That would be a very special moment.
Yeah, that'll be great. No, I just love to go see all the different shows. I love seeing people that we've worked with from all over the world. I'm looking forward to that. It's just fun to go up to the Edinburgh Castle. And, you know, I'm guessing we may, walk up the mountain, King Arthur's Seat.
Yeah, depending on how far you get, you might only get as far as his knee. But yes,
it's King Arthur's calf.
Yeah.
So no, it's just it's great. Yeah, and hanging out in the pubs, and It's a weird thing I love about Edinburgh. It stays bright so late because you're so far north. Even though it's August, it's not even June.
Right.
But that's just what I remember. You know, there's daylight and it seems until like 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah. Well, it'll be fun. I can think of nothing more fun than doing the complete history of comedy in Edinburgh this summer. So everybody, book your tickets now.
Or else.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your return to Edinburgh via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on many of our website pages, and you can post reviews of the podcast on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, fellow Celt Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Rachel Ann Morin. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Damian Cruden, artistic director of York Theatre Royal and a proud Scot. In just a few seconds, you'll hear Damian's more authentically Scottish celebrity blurb, the version he said I would never use. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 388 1164ths of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Well, name's Damien. I'm an artistic director, so we say. I do a wee bit of a show. I tell people where to stand, over there, don't stand over there. That's description of a director, because that's what I f***ing do. And you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. For f***ing sake. What? You'll never use that.
You know what? I will.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.